Lift him up, April 19. Sanctified by truth. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. It is through the truth, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we are to be sanctified, transformed into the likeness of Christ. And in order for this change to be wrought in us, there must be an unconditional, wholehearted acceptance of the truth, an unreserved surrender of the soul to its transforming power. Many persons cling tenaciously to their peculiarities. Even after they profess to accept the truth, to yield themselves to Christ, the same old habits are indulged, the same self-esteem is manifested, the same false notions entertained. Although such ones claim to be converted, it is evident that they have not yielded themselves to the transforming power of the truth. The new birth consists in having new motives, new tastes, new tendencies. Those who are begotten unto a new life by the Holy Spirit have become partakers of the divine nature. And in all their habits and practices, they will give evidence of their relationship to Christ. The command, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect," would never have been given if every provision had not been made whereby we may become as perfect in our sphere as God is in His. We are to be ever advancing from light to a greater light, holding fast what we have already received, and praying for more. Thus we shall never be left in darkness. The last message of mercy is to be given to the world by the proclamation of gospel truth. Truth, Bible truth, this is what the people need. On our knees we are to claim the promises of God's word, asking that we may receive pure, unadulterated truth, and that we may realize the necessity of giving this truth to others. Then men and women will be converted. The hand of God will be recognized in the raising up of new churches. The Lord will baptize with the apostolic spirit many who will go forth to do missionary work in places where the people know not the truth. True missionary work will furnish the churches with a sure foundation, a foundation having this seal, "The Lord knoweth them that are His." Then God will be glorified in His people. Christian missions will be built upon Jesus Christ. Under the supervision of God, the work will go forward, and innumerable evidences will be given of the genuineness of the work. The workers will not seek to glorify self, but will praise God as the designer and organizer of every holy, ennobling work. They not only profess to be believers, they are believers. They are sanctified by the truth, for truth acted as well as preached has a purifying influence upon the character.